And welcome to the Sportscast, December 4th, 2018, part two of our Sportscast today. If you haven't yet, please subscribe and hit the notification button in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. I appreciate it very much. On November 30th, 2018, TMZ released a video of Kareem Hunt involved in an altercation with a woman in a hotel from the previous February. Later that same day, Hunt was placed on the commissioner's exempt list. Shortly after being placed on the exempt list, the Chiefs released him. To join us to talk to us about the whole situation, and who's very, very knowledgeable with the Chiefs, is with Jeff Farr. Well, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thanks, Santiago. Happy to be here.
So, Jeff, you know, obviously you've been involved, and the news has been around for a couple of days already. We'd like to hear your opinion over, the whole situation.
Well, the more that comes out, it really sounds like maybe Kareem is drinking too much. I mean, I hate to be that way. I hate to say it. You know, you don't really want to get involved in other people's personal lives, but, you know, it seems like every day now there's another clip of him, you know, getting in a fight. Not, you know, the other ones aren't with women, but it stinks, obviously. I think sometimes guys just need to step away, whether it means, you know, avoiding the altercation or maybe just don't go out. So with Kareem, it would seem that we have a little bit of a pattern here where he's been in trouble quite a bit. With this specific video that came out from TMZ, he just has to walk away from it, you know. And the hard part too is, and this might not be popular, but I think you can have the viewpoint that Kareem Hunt absolutely, definitely screwed up, and he shouldn't have been in that situation, and he never, ever should have, you know, pushed that woman. But I wouldn't say the woman was guiltless either. You know, I think it's a scenario where you look at it, and a lot of group, everybody involved, they were out. There was probably a lot of alcohol involved, and it was 3 a.m, and none of them should have been in that situation. And for Kareem, he did the ultimate no-no. Obviously, you don't put hands on a woman. I mean, unless it's to save your life, unless she has a weapon or, you know, she's trying to stab you or something like that, you know, you can't do that. And it's rough because for, you know, Kareem is young, but at the same time, I think NFL teams look at running back as a pretty replaceable position. So even though he is a great talent, I mean, I think he'll get another chance, but he put himself in a hole. You know, he put himself in a major hole.
How big is this? Do you think he'll come back? I know he's on the NFL exempt list and they're still investigating, but where do you see his career going?
I think he'll get another shot, but I do think it'll be, you know, obviously this year's done. He's not going to play the rest of this year. Next year, it wouldn't surprise me if he missed the rest of this year and then maybe the first half of next year, something like that. And it's really going to come down to how he handles it, because we see stories in the NFL where guys did things that were not good at all, and they were able to get their career back on track. You know, you have Ray Lewis and, you know, even Ben Roethlisberger, you know, with Roethlisberger, if the video would have been released, he'd probably be in jail. But even so, as it is now, both of those guys had major things happen in their careers, and they were able to get them back on track. Josh Gordon, Josh Gordon didn't have the violence issues. He had drug issues, but he's playing well for the Patriots now, even after being out of football a couple years. So I think Kareem will get another chance, but it's really going to come down to how seriously he takes it, you know, because if he continues to live the nightlife and go out drinking and put himself in those situations, he's going to continue to get in trouble. And it sounds overly simplistic and black and white, but it really is. Some people just can't go out and have a beer or go out and have a drink because they can't, in the moment, they just can't regulate themselves. They have to take it too far. And everything that we're seeing right now would lead us to believe that Kareem's just one of those people. He's going to have to separate himself from that environment, or he's going to ruin his NFL career.
How do you think the Kansas City Chiefs handled the situation?
Initially, I thought it was a little bit quick to cut him, but, you know, when you really look at the video, in the beginning, I didn't necessarily believe that the Chiefs hadn't seen the video, but then the more you hear and the way they reacted, I would say it came across to me as though it might have embarrassed Clark Hunt, the Chiefs owner, because everything that you see is that the Chiefs tried to get the video. The NFL told them that it wasn't their place and that they needed to stop trying to get it. So the Chiefs backed off. They talked to Kareem Hunt, and he said that he wasn't even part of the altercation, that he was in his room the whole time. And at that point, I guess you can say they handled it well because they moved quickly to cut him, but I also don't think they deserve a pat on the back. And I guess we shouldn't celebrate doing the right thing, if you know what I'm saying. You know, it's, I don't know that once you see that video, it probably wasn't a super difficult decision. And they, for better or worse, the Chiefs have been in a position where they've had guys in the past that they didn't take the hard line with, and it came back to bite them. And even on their roster right now, you know, a lot of people bring this up, they have Tyreek Hill on their team. Now, I would stand up for Tyreek Hill and say, look, he was 19 years old and he did a horrific thing, and now he's in counseling, and ever since the Chiefs drafted him, Tyreek Hill hasn't as much as gotten a parking ticket. So he seems to have turned his life around, and you hope it, and you hope that he has, and, you know, obviously if 5 days from now something comes out about him, he would be done too. But the point is, the Chiefs, I think, felt that they were in a position they had to act that way, because if not, then your reputation could really take a hit.
Yeah, it's something that is a tough situation to be at. Now, they're also talking about Foster. He just got signed by the Redskins. How do you see this? Do you think that Foster situation is also kind of parallel to this one in a way?
And I hate to agree with what a lot of people have said, but it kind of goes to show you, if there's a video, you're cooked. If there's no video, teams will make excuses to sign you. Because Foster, in a very short time span, had two incidents, and it's with the same female.
Wow.
So you look at that and you say, then why in the world is somebody willing to sign him? And it really just comes down to the video. I mean, I hate to make it that black and white, but people saw what Kareem Hunt did, and they get very upset with it, rightfully so. And with Foster, you hear, you know, you heard he did something bad. He might have hit her, pushed her, whatever he did, but you didn't physically, you didn't see it with your own eyes, so it doesn't feel as bad. It's not as emotionally, difficult. And that is, you know, that's where it's, you know, whatever the Redskins are doing, they, if they're going to take a chance on Foster, then they better have a really, really solid structure in place, whether that means counseling or a great locker room or whatever it may be, because this guy's getting in trouble once a month, and it doesn't seem like he has a whole lot of remorse about it.
What, how do you think Hunt responded so far? I know he's given ESPN an interview. Do you think his response has been well, or do you think there's more to go?
my disappointment with his interview was, and you can say that maybe this was just poor wording and maybe it's just a young guy that's stressed out, but the interview to me, there were a couple different times he said he, you know, he was embarrassed, which that's good, obviously. He should be embarrassed, but it also at times almost sounded like he was more upset that the tape came out than that it actually happened. And I just, the other thing he said multiple times was, that wasn't me. That's not who I am. I don't put my hands on people. Well, that looks really, really bad now, because there are at least three incidences out there now that are being evaluated where he may have hit people. Now, the other two weren't women, which is, I mean, nobody should just go around punching each other, but if you're going to punch someone, I guess punching another male is better than hitting a woman. But the point is, he sat there and did that interview, and the point of it is to try to rebuild your character and get sympathy or at least empathy from the fans and from other NFL teams. And now it looks completely insincere, because when he did the interview, he knew he had already done those things. So now it just makes you look, I mean, I hate to say this, but it kind of makes you look like a psychopath. It makes you look like someone that has no problem sitting down for an interview and saying, well, that's not me, when you know that you've been going around punching people for the last year. So to me, it makes him look like he doesn't have a conscience. If he would have just owned up and said, and he did own up on some levels, you know, he said that it's up to him to fix it, and I understand all that. But I think people would have respected him a lot more if he would have said, I drank way too much, I put myself in terrible situations, and I did awful things. You can't... And again, he's a young guy, he has a lot to learn and all those things, but to sit up there and just say, that's not me, I don't put my hands on people, and trying to make it sound like that's the only time he's ever done it, and now it seems like we're hearing a new story every day. Well, that, you know what I mean? That just doesn't look good. That doesn't. It just looks, I hate to keep using this word, but it just looks really insincere, and that is the last thing that you want. Like, all of us screw up, right? Yeah. We all screw up on different levels. And in America, especially if you're a great athlete, people are willing to forgive you if you do the right thing and you own up to what you've done. And I think that interview, he was hoping to do that, but then it didn't come across that way.
Didn't rehearse it well. What ramifications will happen for the Chiefs? You know, will this hurt the team? What do you see, you know, like onward, you know, will this kind of mess up with their momentum?
I think it's obviously not good for the Chiefs. I mean, there's no two ways about that. I think they're still one of the top two teams in the AFC, with or without Hunt. But now your margin for error just shrunk greatly. And I think they miss him on two levels. The first level would be, he fumbled his first career carry and then he never fumbled again. Literally never fumbled a second time. So you get into the playoffs, that's huge, knowing that you can give him the ball and he's not going to turn it over.
And
the other running backs the Chiefs have, but the likelihood that they go a whole season is unlikely. And the second part is in the 4-minute drill. You get the ball back, you know, there's 4 or 5 minutes left in the game, and you have a chance to run the clock out and finish the game. That's where Kareem Hunt was really, really valuable, because he turns 3 yards into 6 and 7 yards. And not to take anything away from Spencer Ware, he's a quality running back. Spencer Ware is absolutely a quality player, but I wouldn't. He's not the talent level that Kareem Hunt is.
Would you, if you were GM, or if you've heard, would you sign Le'Veon Bell? He's a free agent right now.
Le'Veon Bell can't play the rest of this year, though.
Oh, he can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Le'Veon Bell can't play the rest of this year. He could play next year. But to answer your question, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I mean, the amount of money he wants, I think you can't put that type of money into the running back position.
That's something that we'll have to, keep an eye on. I think there's probably more pressure on Mahomes now, I guess more on his throwing arm than the running game, you think?
Absolutely. And I think you're just going to have to hope that Spencer Ware continues to get his legs back, and the defense is going to get Eric Berry back either this week, barring any setbacks. They should get Eric Berry back either this Sunday or on Thursday Night Football against the Chargers. So Eric Berry will bring a tremendous emotional lift to the defense, and he'll give them much better safety play, assuming he's anything close to what he was before he got hurt. So I guess if you're trying to look at it as a glass half full, the timing of it, although no timing is good, if you get through this rough patch and then you bring Eric Berry back, you can still get that feel-good feeling going into the playoffs again.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I know it's towards the end of the season. The Chiefs are sitting pretty right now with their standings. If they win out, they'll get home field advantage. Let's look at this weekend's game. People are saying the Ravens game is going to be quite interesting. The Ravens are undefeated. Lamar Jackson has been great. What do you see this game happening? I know it'll be playing Kansas, but will it be a close game?
I think it will be a close game. I mean, I think it'll be a one score or a 10-point game. The Ravens will try to keep the ball for a long time and run clock and do all those things. But I'll say this, if the Chiefs can score early, which I'm not saying will be easy because the Ravens have a really good defense, if the Chiefs can get up early like they tend to do and jump on them, then it could get ugly. Ravens throw the ball. Lamar Jackson just isn't ready yet to throw the ball a lot. Now, I'm not saying he can't develop. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. But right now, today, I think he threw for 125 yards against the Falcons. And, if you get in a spot where you have to throw against the Chiefs, Dee Ford's coming and Chris Jones is coming and Justin Houston's coming. And, it's not a good spot to be in for a young quarterback. So I would say the Ravens have to keep it an ugly, muddy game and then just hope that the Chiefs don't get their dynamic plays.
Would you keep Lamar Jackson starting if Flacco is healthy again?
I would. And the only reason I say that is because Flacco, I think we know what he is. And whether the Ravens make the playoffs or they don't, you have to look at the big picture. And you want to know what you have in Lamar Jackson. And you want to give him as many reps as you can to grow. I think Flacco is, I think his time in Baltimore is done. I think it just, he peaked at a good time. They got a Super Bowl out of him, but now I think he's done.
Kelvin Benjamin just got released by the Bills. How do you view that?
Well, he's always been big, out of shape, didn't necessarily play the hardest, and wasn't where he was supposed to be on his routes. So,
not surprised there.
He underperformed. Yeah, he underperforms, so that's what happens. You get cut.
And thoughts on Mike McCarthy getting fired even before the end of the season? Usually, this happens on Black Monday, but are you surprised that the Packers did this early?
I wouldn't say that I'm surprised because the problem is this. When you get to the point where it doesn't, I'm not saying the Packers quit, because I hate that word in football. If you see an NFL team truly quit, you lose by 50. With that said, the Packers were not playing up anywhere close to their potential. It's not to say they quit, but they weren't focused. They weren't excited. They weren't extra motivated. And I think it happens to every coach eventually. I think the message just really grew stale. And the offense was from the caveman era, and it was boring, and it was just time. I still think Mike McCarthy could be a good coach, and maybe he just needs a reset. But it was time, and if you're the Packers, there's only a couple games left in the season, but the last thing you want to do is just have the last four games just being horrific loss after horrific loss because the team doesn't care anymore. You know, you have to give them something to play for. So I think they had to move on when they did. It was just over.
One of the rumors is Josh McDaniels, but, I mean, like we spoke earlier this year about I think McDaniels is kind of tied in with the Patriots. You think he's available, or do you think he's a future coach for the Patriots?
I mean, I think he's available, but I don't know that I would trust him. I mean, look what he pulled on the Colts, where they thought they were signing him, and then he bailed in the last minute.
True.
So, I am surprised that that he hasn't been blackballed on some level, because once you do that to an NFL team, I don't see how anybody would trust you after that. You know, why would the next team think that you're not just going to do the same thing to them? And I mean, so I don't know. I mean, obviously I'm not a GM, I'm not behind the scenes, but me personally, I wouldn't take another chance on Josh McDaniels. There's plenty of good candidates, or at least plenty of good minds out there. So why take a chance on a guy that was already willing to just burn somebody?
Yeah, it's something that we'll probably be tracking on with the coaching situation. You know, there's rumors of Jim Harbaugh, his other brother. Well, the Harbaugh in Baltimore is doing good, so I don't think he'll be leaving, because so far he's doing well with the Ravens. But let's look at the standings. Let me pull this up for 1 minute. But I know that there's a few teams that are in the hunt. Now, Pittsburgh lost two in a row. I mean, are they in trouble, or they just had two bad games?
Well, a little bit of both. That Chargers game, I think maybe we undersold the Chargers a little bit, because they have weapons all over the place on offense. The Steelers' defense is a problem. The defense doesn't force turnovers. They have a pretty good pass rush if you're in a predictable passing situation. But the Steelers, their secondary is still just a mess. You know, the play that stuck out to me is, you know, the deflection play where Keenan Allen scored the touchdown, and Sean Davis, if you look at it, he's going for this kill shot, and he misses Allen and takes out Hayden. The ball pops up in the air, and Allen makes the touchdown catch. So I don't know how you play that undisciplined, you know. And the Steelers, they, in big moments, you know, there was two or three big third downs where they tried to cover Keenan Allen with a linebacker. And I understand that Pittsburgh's a zone team, and they're trying to confuse you and do all those things. But if you put any linebacker in the NFL on Keenan Allen, Keenan Allen's going to make the play. I mean, you're not giving yourself a chance there. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
And James Conner is ruled out for this weekend.
Just about anybody.
Yeah. James Conner is out for this weekend. Do you think that complicates more for Pittsburgh?
Well, I think Pittsburgh will still beat the Raiders.
I would say their opponent. Yeah.
Yeah, but we talked earlier about your margin for error.
Yeah.
And now that you don't have Connor, and historically what happens when the Steelers go out to Oakland, Oakland, they don't play well. And a lot of times they don't show up to games that they should blow them out. So when you don't have Connor, now all of a sudden, if you get into one of those games where you fall behind because you don't show up early, then it's harder to make that comeback and make plays. And so, you know, it's not good, obviously. But again, I still think the Steelers are going to put points on just about anybody. They just have to. Their defense just is a mess on the back end. You know, the front seven's pretty good, but the back end of the Steelers' defense is still just a mess. And in a passing league, you can only hide it for so long. So if you're talking long term, obviously, I think they're going to hold on and get a playoff spot. I heard some people talking about they're going to fall out of playoffs. I don't see that happening. But they do have a home game against the Patriots, and then they're away at New Orleans. So they better get it figured out quickly, because that's two really tough games coming up.
That's a tough schedule. Probably one of the two best teams. Well, one of the best teams in the NFL. Looking at the playoff picture, we got the Chiefs first, Patriots, and the wild card. This is AFC, Ravens, Chargers, Texans, and Steelers. Do you see these teams are it for the playoffs, or you think there might be a dark horse coming up from the AFC, like the Dolphins, Colts, or Broncos?
Yeah, I would lean towards the. I think the league is so quarterback driven that if I was going to pick one of those teams, the Colts might be it. Now, I know the Colts just laid an egg and really had a tough game against the Jaguars, but I still lean towards the team that has the best quarterback. I like what the Ravens have been doing, but I don't know if it's sustainable. You know, I don't know how sustainable it is to throw for 150 yards a game and continue to win. So I like the Colts, and I actually think the Colts might pull the upset on the Texans this weekend, just because a lot of times when you see a team play a really poor game, they at least bounce back and play better. And the Texans, I mean, I just keep thinking the Texans have to lose a game at some point. You know, they're not going to finish the season on a 13-game winning streak. So at some point they have to lose.
No, and you're right. I mean, in the NFL, you know, there's only a few teams that can pull it off, but there's certain teams that I don't think they can. Let's look at the NFC playoff picture. We got the Rams, Saints, and in the wild card, the Vikings, Seahawks, Cowboys, and Bears. In the hunt, we see Panthers, Eagles, and Redskins. I do think Panthers and Eagles have a shot, but do you think the NFC set, or do you think a team like Carolina or Philadelphia could squeak in?
Well, Philadelphia and Dallas play this week, and that's going to tell us everything.
Yeah,
I think Dallas is playing better right now. You know, I think right now Dallas is just playing more sound football. That's not to say the Eagles are done, because you never rule out the champ. As for the Panthers, I don't know if Cam Newton is completely physically okay or not, but whatever's going on with him, he's been off. You know, he looked horrendous against the Buccaneers, and they also lost Greg Olsen. And Greg Olsen is one of those guys that he's just always open. You know, Greg Olsen seems like he's open on every play. So now you lose that, and you don't have your security blanket anymore. So I'm worried about the Panthers. Unfortunately for them, I think they're going to kind of hit this downward spiral. And I think the Panthers are cooked. I think they're done.
Yeah, the Eagles and Cowboys game is a very significant. I think Eagles is probably a must win. Cowboys have some padding, but Cowboys are playing great. You're right. I mean, this is the Cowboys that I saw 2 years ago, and I think they're on a winning spree here. But we'll see what happens. You know, you can't rely on the Cowboys all the way, because they definitely have let you down before. So, but I think they're looking good. I think they're looking good. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, and the thing about the Cowboys is the running the ball and playing defense. You can do that in any stadium.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere you play.
Yeah, that's correct.
So I think they're in a good position. Yep.
Now, the Broncos, I know that you're not a fan of the Broncos, but they did have a good win this past weekend. Lindsey's been playing phenomenal, which they beat the Texans in Denver, of course.
Yeah, Lindsey's.
How do you see the Broncos? You still think they're a threat, or?
Well, I mean, Denver could be a little bit scary, because they do play great defense, but they just lost Chris Harris for the next 4 or 5 weeks, and he is by far the best player in their secondary. So that's a big loss for them. That's a really big loss. And I would just say that, again, not to play the numbers too much, because sometimes numbers can be deceiving. But it's just hard for me to envision that we get to the end of the year and we say, you know, oh my goodness, you know, the Denver Broncos won their last 7 games to get into the playoffs. I just keep thinking they're going to trip up somewhere. I don't think it'll be this week. I believe they play the Niners, so I think they'll win that game too. But if the Chargers still have anything to play for in the last week of the season, that could be one that, you know, that could be one that would matter. And I just, I don't know, and I could be completely wrong, but it's just asking a lot. It's asking a lot of any team to win seven in a row.
Yeah,
it's asking even more. You know, that's a lot. I mean,
that's a lot for that type of team.
The Broncos are,
I can see the Patriots doing it, but not the Broncos. You know,
right? Exactly. I mean, that's just the reality of it. Now, I guess you know it could happen, but it just seems very unlikely.
I mean, unless they play the Raiders, like, you know, seven in a row, maybe, but that's not the case.
And I'll tell you what, even the Raiders, you know, watching that Chiefs and Raiders game, so the Raiders are definitely lacking talent. There's no doubt about that. But the thing is, say what you will about them, they're still playing hard.
Yeah.
They really are. So the Raiders might even kind of screw up somebody's season at some point. You don't know.
You never know. That's the NFL. It's a lot of parody.
That's right. That's
go
right.
To predictions for this weekend. I know you're here early on because of the Kareem Hunt story. It's still developing, but I'm really glad you're on. Let's go for Jacksonville at Tennessee.
I'll take Tennessee just because Tennessee, for some reason, has absolutely owned the Jaguars the last couple years. The Jags just played a great game at home, so based on the year they're having, it makes sense that they bounce or they fall back to earth and play a poor game.
Yeah, which they won 6-0. So I was like really surprised with that scoreline. But hey, win's a win.
That's right. Yep, doesn't matter how you get them.
The Panthers at the Browns.
I like the Browns. The Browns play pretty well at home. Even though that, you know, they played really poorly last week at Houston, I think the Browns will play tough. And again, I think the Panthers are just kind of they're going to spiral here.
And has Baker Mayfield solidified that starting position for Cleveland?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he's going to have his ups and downs. He's going to have his games with a lot of turnovers. But I think Baker's definitely done enough to continue to start. And I think he's going to be their guy. You know, I think he's the guy that they can start building the roster around.
Ravens at the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to win. I mean, it might be ugly. It very well could be ugly.
If the Ravens beat the Chiefs, Ravens are the real deal.
Yeah, and I think they may be the real deal either way. I think they're a quality team. I just think it's asking a lot to go into Kansas City with Lamar Jackson. I mean, or even Joe Flacco. But either way, I just think it's asking a lot to go into Kansas City and win that game. And on top of that, I just go back to, even if you have a really good defense, you're probably going to have to score, you know, 24, probably 28 points to keep up with the Chiefs. And I just don't know that the Ravens are going to do that on the road with Lamar Jackson at QB.
We'll see what happens in Kansas City. Colts at the Texans. You said it was going to be a big game.
Yeah, and I think the Colts are going to win the game. And the biggest reason, you know, A, like I said, the numbers. I just can't see that the Texans are going to win their last 13 games. I'm a big Andrew Luck believer. I think he's great. And the Colts played really poorly last week. So I think that it's a combination of the Texans are just due to have a poor game. And on top of that, the Texans are due for a poor game, and I think the Colts won't play that poorly back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, I think Colts are definitely going to squeak in a win there. The Patriots at the Dolphins.
I'm torn on this, but, you know, the Dolphins have really – the Patriots have had a tough time in Miami for the last several years.
I know.
So, and the week-to-week thing is Gronk's health, right? It seems like one week he's healthy, one week he's not. I'll say this, if Gronkowski doesn't play or he's really limited, I think that I think the Dolphins can pull it off. I do.
Yeah, and they have to win to be in the hunt.
And it's just, you know, it's one of those things where it is funny how division games are funny and then there's also these matchups that just always seem to be a problem. So, I mean, obviously, I wouldn't, like, put my savings account on it or anything like that. But I think Dolphins – I'll take the Dolphins just because taking the Patriots is the easy way out, right? You can pick the Patriots every week of the year, and you're only wrong three times a year.
Yeah.
So it's easy to go that route.
Yeah, exactly. It'd be easy. But historically speaking, Miami has done well against New England in Miami. Giants at the Redskins.
That's a tough one. I mean, the Redskins losing their top two quarterbacks is difficult. You know, that is just really difficult. And, you know, the Giants really – now, I know it was a home game, but the Giants really, I thought, had a pretty good performance against the Bears this past week. And they hung tough and faced a lot of adversity and still found a way to win. So I like the Giants. I think that the Redskins are just getting to the point where they're so beat up that eventually you kind of have that deep sigh. You know, Alex gets hurt and we're going to rally around the backup. And then he gets hurt too.
Yeah,
and your offensive line's beat up.
Yeah, it was kind of weird to see Colt McCoy break his leg just like Alex Smith did.
Well, I'll tell you what, playing behind. I mean, now again, it's not their fault because they have just an unbelievable number of injuries on the offensive line. But I think anyone that plays behind that offensive line is in store for the reserve.
Let's
out
go.
Of guys. You know, they're so depleted on the whoever plays quarterback for the Redskins is going to be taking a beating right now.
Which is Mark Sanchez. Falcons at the Packers.
Okay, so last week I said that, you know, the Packers were going to double-digit beat the Cardinals, and that didn't quite work out. But historically, usually when we get to the point that there's a coach firing, we at least see an inspired performance by that team the next week. And I would also say the Packers, talent-wise, are a lot better than most teams that fire their coach midseason. So I think the Packers will win. And the Falcons, to me, really looked poor against the Ravens last week, and that was a home game in Atlanta. So I think traveling to Green Bay, Atlanta won't play well, and the Packers, you know, getting that little extra juice from feeling like they have a new start, I think the Packers will win.
The Jets at the Bills.
Man, you know, I'm going to say the Bills, and the thing that impressed me is Josh Allen is starting to come around a bit. Now, I'm not saying he's a finished product or anything like that, but Josh Allen, I think, he's made some plays. I mean, he really has.
He can run the ball.
And I've noticed... Yeah, and he can run too. That's right. I didn't realize how athletic he is. And he does make plays with his legs. He has a cannon for an arm. You know, he's probably right up there with Mahomes and Rodgers in terms of just pure arm talent. So I think that, and the other thing is the Jets are just kind of spiraling. You know, they had, they really had a great chance to beat the Titans last week and they blew it. And I think that I just think that the Bills are playing a little bit better, and they have a lot of talent on defense. Their defense has actually played well most of the year, so I think the Bills will win that one.
The Bills win. Broncos at the Niners.
Yeah, the Broncos will win. I mean, I thought last week the Broncos might have a chance to slip up because they were coming off two big wins and then having a letdown. The Niners, you know, the Niners are down to their third quarterback, and they're also going to be missing Matt Breida, who's been awesome. So I just don't know what the Niners will turn to try to get yards against the Broncos. And it very well could be an ugly game, but the Broncos run the ball, you know, well enough to they run the ball well enough to control the game. So I think the Broncos will win that.
The Eagles at the Cowboys.
Yeah, the Cowboys are going to probably win that game. You know, the Cowboys defense is playing great right now. They just came off their biggest win of the season. They had extra time to prepare. And the Eagles, I think the Eagles have played a little bit better of late, but the Cowboys defense is, I think the Cowboys defense is one of those units that's peaking at the right time. And from what I've seen too, this extra time may have given Tyron Smith a little bit of time to get healthy. And that's a really, really big deal. And I know we mentioned that last week too, but Tyron Smith being healthy for the Cowboys is just gigantic. You know, so if he plays, you can pretty much eliminate that side of the defensive line from the game plan. And if that happens, you know, the Eagles are missing so many guys in the secondary. If you can protect your quarterback, you can attack them. So I would expect a big time game from Amari Cooper, and maybe even Zeke Elliott. But I just, as long as the Cowboys can protect Dak, I think Cooper is going to really have his way.
That should be a big game. Rams at the Bears.
Yeah. I like the Bears, and it's hard because on a neutral field, I think the Rams are the better team. But it's not a neutral field. It's in Chicago. Chicago's defense plays, Chicago's defense is really, really good. The Rams, like most teams, haven't played quite as well on the road. Goff, so I like Goff. But Goff is still, every quarterback is susceptible to pressure. But when I watch Goff play, I feel as though he really needs to have things around him go right. Mm-hmm. And the Bears are going to pressure him. The Bears are going to get pressure. And what I see is just that the Bears can ugly up that game. And I think the Bears are going to win. If it was being played in L.A., I'd say the Rams will win, but it's being played in Chicago. So I think the Bears are going to win.
Will Trubisky be playing this weekend?
From everything I've seen, yeah, he will be. Now, okay. It's early in the week, but I think he's going to be playing.
All indicators is seeing that he is. The Vikings at the Seahawks. The Seahawks, they're coming back.
And the Seahawks are going to win that game, too. And for the Vikings, that is just a stretch. The Vikings had to go to New England, and now they go to the opposite coast to Seattle. Man. That barely seems fair. I mean, that's not right. But
who schedules those things?
But, yeah. I mean, the Vikings are going to have it's going to be a tough time. I don't think that they have, defensively, they play awesome at home. Now, they're still good on the road. And I thought the defense actually hung tough against New England, but the offense just didn't help them enough. And I think what we're going to see is much of the same. I think the defense will keep them in the game for a bit, but the offense isn't going to be able to do enough to keep up. And, you know, not to make it too simple, Russ Wilson is going to make more plays than Kirk Cousins. That's what it comes down to for me. Yeah.
Russell Wilson is having a great, good season so far. And random question of the day, when was the last time you went to the movie theater?
Oh man. Well, it's been a while. I think the last movie we saw was the second Deadpool movie, so whenever that came out.
I gotta see
that was over a year ago, right? I think so.
I don't know. Let me Google it really quick. Release date, May 18th, 2018, not too long ago.
Yeah, that would have been I'm pretty sure that was over a year ago.
Are you sure? Okay. Well, anyways, how can people reach you and talk about Kareem Hunt and the whole situation with the Chiefs, Mr. Jeff Farver?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that already, but at JT Farver on Twitter is the best way to follow along.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll even have my wing recipe.
Yeah, and, you know, like, you had, like, a couple Facebook posts this past week, and you know, like, okay, guys, I know you guys have been asking me and you were explaining it, but it's just every day the story, there's more to it. So we'll just find out. I mean, he won't be playing this year, that's for sure.
Yeah, he won't be playing this year. I don't think his career's over, but he's going to have to make some changes to get himself right.
Now, you did bring up a good point. Like, what if he played for the Patriots? Would the Patriots be fighting for this? how different would that be?
I'm not so. I think he'd be a good fit with the Patriots, but I also think the Patriots' run might be coming to an end here this year.
No, would the Patriots fight for Kareem Hunt, say, "Hey, NFL, this is you know, this could happen, but you know, please let him play." Like, would they fight for him?
If they thought they could, I'll tell you what, don't even put that in my head, man. That worries me. But
I don't know. Like, how would the Cowboys react? I mean, Cowboys is similar to the Patriots.
I can't see that happening because of how much has come out after the fact. But if anybody can pull it off, it's the Patriots.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think there's any way he plays the rest of this year.
Yeah.
I don't see that happening. Now, if we're talking about next year, then definitely.
Yeah, he'll definitely play. Anyways, well, Jeff, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast, and I'll see you next week.
All right, thanks a lot.